We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bye-bye. Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Man, did we just sound like three old men in here complaining.
Life comes at you fast. That's what I've realized.
Two Gen Xers and a millennial in here just talking about how things used to be.
Back in the old in country.
Plus, we got it all figured out. We know what's up. Other people don't know what's up.
We know what's up. That's what we figured out. I think that's what those last 5 minutes off the air just taught us. What's up,
and
Lawrence?
I said, hi, yeah.
Concrete Blonde?
Yeah. No, four non-blondes. No, wait.
Four non-blondes.
I said, hey.
That's so funny. I was listening during my workout today. I actually went out of
four
my
non-blondes?
Way. Yeah, I was. I was listening to, I want to be your friend again. You know the song?
I do.
Yeah.
I don't.
Shut up.
I do not.
Because you're a dumb millennial.
Yeah, that's right.
Dumb millennial.
He's playing the part of Danny Parkins today. He's over in the power chair, so his job is to not know music.
I enjoyed that Shep was kind of like, I'll sit over here. I don't need to sit in that chair.
Power chair thing's overrated.
Well, and plus neither just of us like, really care. Like, Shep and I have hosted a lot of shows together, and we kind of alternate. Sometimes I drive, sometimes he drives.
Sometimes Grody's in Colorado. Right? Sometimes I'm here, and we're doing a show together, and you're trying to do the whole thing where
you
can't see your co-host.
Wait, what were
you
doing in Colorado?
I was in Colorado when the Bears practiced with the Broncos that year. So Shep and I did a show. I went to one of the radio stations in Denver, which is actually a great story because I Ubered to this radio station, but I did not realize, I swear to God, I did not realize that the radio station to which I was going was across the street. So I get in.
And then the guy just turned around. That's fantastic.
Went down the block, and then I got the nice Uber, too. So I was like, you know what? Why don't we take a little spin here?
Show me your fine burg.
In our nice Lincoln Town car here. Yeah, show me around a little bit. But it was literally across the street at a business complex, which I probably should have looked or known, but I didn't. I was just like, you know what?
That is tremendous.
It was great. I was like, oh, it's here.
That is a top-notch growth story.
So
right
I could have walked, huh?
So you're that worried about Ricky Renteria this year?
Yes.
That worried about him?
Yes.
Oh, man. Because it's not worry
I'm worried,
for me.
I'm worried about him doing some of the stuff that he's done without a great roster, mm-hmm. Now him having a great roster. I think that Ricky's in the blob of managers that kind of don't matter. You know, that they're not going to kill you either way.
Yeah.
But I'm worried that he's at the bottom of that blob. And so it might be the difference of one game or two games or three games. That's my worry. Now, there are a lot of people who I've talked to, both in the Cubs organization and the White Sox organization, that have a tremendous amount of faith in Ricky taking the next step as a manager. Well, now here's your chance. Here's your chance to do it with the roster that you have. I hope that they're right.
Well, because of the roster that he has now, he doesn't have to go maximum effort as a manager. I think that every roster he's been handed, including the Nate Sheerholtz, Justin Ruggiano rosters of the Cubs, Luis Valbuena, if you will.
I don't want to pour some out for our guy Luis Valbuena, though.
Matt Caesar?
Yeah.
You know, I think that maybe Ricky felt that he had to manage the hell out of games in order to get wins out of those teams, which I kind of understand. Now that he has what would appear to be the rough draft says a real roster, maybe he can sit back now and do a little less managing.
That's my hope, and maybe it's just false optimism. Maybe it's just kind of speaking that into existence with it, but that's... We haven't seen him with a big league roster,
exactly.
Or at least a contending big league roster.
You've never had a good roster.
You've never seen him with any expectation. And so what's he supposed to do? He goes into survival mode. Manager's jobs. I mean, he got punished 2014. Sure, there was the Joe Maddon became available by some crazy happenings that made him available. But it was also, okay, well, we don't have that faith in Ricky because we haven't seen him do it. We've seen Madden do it from afar. And not to say that he can't change with it. I tend to give him the benefit of the doubt, at least until proven otherwise, because the Sox flat out told you, the Cubs flat out told you after his firing and the Sox after last year, those aren't big league rosters. This is what a big league roster looks like. That's what the Sox have this year. That's what the 2015 Cubs offered you once they brought in John Lester and some of the younger guys came up.
Here's the other part, Lawrence. What you see and what we all see, and we've all seen Ricky Renteria do things that don't necessarily fit the modern style of managing and the early bunting, and I get it, and some of the odd lineups that Ricky Renteria has put together in the past. I suspect, I'm hoping, I have the faith that the general manager of the White Sox, Rick Hahn, sees the same things, and that at some point in time, somebody above Ricky Renteria sits down with him and says, not try to change his complete style, but say, go through some things with him and point out places on a per-game basis where maybe you didn't need to do that. So instead of firing the guy or trying to completely change him, sit him down and just say, ask him why he did what he did. So in other words, I have faith, just listening to Rick Hahn, that he probably will address some of these issues with his manager.
You are listening to WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score, or radio.com sports station. I thought I'd take that off your plate, Shep.
Thank you. Yeah, it is troublesome to see that far, even with the glasses on. I can
you
see
look
it better
good with the glasses,
man.
Those
are
Thank
nice glasses, man.
Thank you. I appreciate
that. Ray-Bans? Yeah, Ray-Bans.
They are.
Yeah, I can see the little Ray-Bans because my vision is fine.
Sometimes you go to get your driver's license renewed, you get the vision test, and read line four. Uh-huh. There's a fourth line?
Where's that at?
I don't know.
Oh,
sir, where
that
you
is.
Wear glasses? Yeah, ma'am, they're in the car. Okay, we'll pass you. Thank you, State of Illinois.
He's on the road yet again. So what are you two going to get into today? By the way, that's Nick Szczepkowski and Mark Grody. They're in for McNeil and Parkins today. People are like, well, wait, what's going on?
Well, Parkins is going to jump on in 250. Of the biggest days of his life. But he'll explain why he's not here today.
I mean, it doesn't need that big of an explanation.
He booked himself.
Sent a text. You want me to come on? I guess your name's on the show, so I can't say no, but sure, okay.
Come on, Parko.
So we'll do that.
Just hang out with the kid.
You would think. but that'll be addressed. Speaks is going to jump on later on in the show. This Astros thing, I don't know how much you were able to hear before your show before your show.
Chef.
Because that is just a disaster.
That is baloney.
Yes. And there's Cubs speaking on it. Dallas Keuchel is speaking on it today in Sox camp. We'll have the audio from that to get to. And the NBA All-Star Game. What a way to greet everyone that's coming in on their flights today. Here's Chicago at its absolute best for you.
I was just over at our Hyatt Hotel down here down the block where I get my hard-boiled eggs, my secret place. I just gave away that location. And it is very festive with NBA. There are NBA banners.
Well, that's where the credentials are getting.
Oh,
that's where they are.
Oh, okay.
So
yes.
It's like a big staging area over there.
All right.
I walked over and got my credential the other day.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Because I didn't want to be dealing with any of this nonsense.
Are you going for all of it? Are you going to some of the events? What's your plan?
I'm
going to
pick and choose because, like, I'm not out in these streets anyway for the most part. So to me, I've never seen up close All-Star Saturday night. So that's high on my list. The All-Star game itself is not that high. But I was talking with Chris Herring like during the break, and he said, you know, this is going to sound weird. And this is a veteran NBA reporter. He said, All-Star Saturday night, better at home. Because the dunk contest at home, you kind of need to see the replay because it's hard to believe what you're seeing in real time. And I was like, oh, that actually makes a ton of sense.
Well, don't they replay it on the
They do,
the
but
board?
It's not the same.
Okay.
But part of the reason that I want to go is I want to just be there to see the reactions. Like the dunks or whatever, I'm looking at what the other NBA people are sitting there thinking of the dunks or when a guy goes on a crazy run in the three-point shooting contest.
Dwight Howard? Leading the pack of guys in the slam dunk contest this year?
No.
Is that right?
Pat Connaughton. Yes, he's in it.
I was going to say.
No, I mean,
you're damn right.
Pat Connaughton.
No, I'm not saying. I mean,
you
I think
White basketball is back, baby.
Campy, high five, salute from across the room for you, buddy. He's not even paying attention. That's all right. And Pat Connaughton's going to win this thing.
Has Howard participated since, like, the
Superman?
Yeah. Like
10 years ago, right?
Right?
Something like that.
So, I mean, I'm looking forward to seeing what Dwight Howard. I get he's probably not the favorite, but I'm looking forward to seeing what Dwight Howard still has, man.
Yeah, I'm curious. I don't know if looking forward to is the right word. I'm curious.
Well,
I think just because it's in Chicago, I'm more likely to watch more of it this year, take in all of it, because it's not something. If you're taking your specialty parts of the All-Star games, whether it's home run derby, skills competition in hockey, 3-point slash slam dunk contest in basketball, Pro Bowl, they even do. I guess they do something now. They do like dodgeball and some other fun stuff. Which one do you take first?
I'll give me the NBA.
NBA?
Yeah.
Out of those two?
Out of the four I just gave.
Give me the dunk contest.
Dunk contest for you.
You know what? I'm dunk contest. Absolutely. I love the dunk contest.
Home run derby?
I've never softened down.
The home run derby's gotten better since they changed the rules.
I do like how they swing faster
and it's actually more competition with the timer on it now. But I think like overall, normally I would never say hockey part for it, but the hockey skills competition, I do find the interest in the fastest skater just because there's so many events.
The hardest slap shot.
Yeah, the accuracy, all of it. And it's like, you know what? That's kind of cool seeing these guys do breakaways just back and forth. It's fun and it's different and I enjoy that one.
Well, I'll tell you what, Shep, you have to watch everything that goes on Saturday night. You know why? Because at least according to the schedule, you and I are hosting on Sunday morning. Is that accurate? Are you hosting on Sunday morning?
Am I? That's news to me.
Maybe I'm not either.
Breaking news on the score.
Are you looking at a previous schedule there?
Possibly. I thought I was hosting on Sunday morning. I know I'm hosting on Monday afternoon because that's a holiday. But
are you hosting for me Monday? Because that would be great.
No, actually, Heron and I are in for you next week, Thursday and Friday. Is that accurate?
Yeah. Yes.
Are you off on those days?
But I'm also off on Monday.
Okay. No, I'm not filling in for you. I'm filling in for whatever this show is. This the McNeil and Parkins show? Yes.
Yes.
I am filling in for the McNeil and Parkins show on Monday with Anthony Heron. And then for you on next Thursday and Friday, noon to 2.
Heron
will be in. So, all right. Sorry to derail everything like that. But I thought you and I were hosting on Sunday, but maybe we're not.
It's all good. No worries whatsoever. Lawrence? Have a tremendous afternoon.
Thank you, guys.
All-Star festivities if I don't see you.
I'm looking forward to hearing you two clowns be on the air together for 4 hours. This is going to be fun. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.